Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Nun Hey, and we are starting right near the top with Halacha Gimel and a Vilna source Daf. It's on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishmas should have an Aliyah. And Moshe says, Anshe Chatzar Anshe Merpeses Shishachu V'loy Ervu. People of Chatzar Merpeses that forgot and they didn't join an Erev. What's this referring to? So we have the regular people who live in a Chatzar. Their homes open directly into the Chatzar, and then the people of the Merpeset, which in Eretz Yisrael and Ramanda Hebrew is translated as a porch. These guys live on the second level. Their houses or apartments are basically above the ground floor apartment. And the way they access them is by way of a merpeset, which is basically a long walkway, and their individual doors into their own apartments are off of this merpeset. And there's a set of stairs or a ladder going from the chatzar to this merpeset, and again, their doors are off of the merpeset. So in the case of our Mishnah, they forgot to join an Erov. Individually, they have their own Erovs. All the people who live on their merpeset made an Erov, and all the people who live in the chatzar made an Erov. They just didn't join an Erov together. Now, this is obviously not like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds that the Drisus Regel, or the people from the merpeset, asers the people in the chatzar, since people in the merpeset go down their ladder through the chatzar out into the Rosh HaSarabim. That's a Drisus Regel. So they asked the people of the chatzar from carrying because they didn't join an Eruv. But this Mishnah is not going like that. It's either going like the Tanakama who argues with him that since they each made their own individual Eruvs, there's no Isser, or it's going according to the Chachamim who argue the Drisus Regel never assers. But either which way, both sets of people, the Anshe Chatzar and Anshe Mepesis, are allowed to carry in their own areas. The question is, what about a pillar or some sort of elevation or something else that's elevated above the floor of the chatzar? Who's allowed to use that? So Mishnah gives a rule. Anything which is 10 tefachim tall, l'merpeset, that's for the people of the merpeset, pachas mikan, but if it's lower than 10 tefachim, l'chatzar, that's for the people of l'chatzar. And that's because once we're dealing with 10 tefachim, we already know from previous Mishnayos that that's already considered too high for the people of the chatzar. Like when we have a wall in between two chatzeros, if there's an opening in the wall above 10 tefachim, that's not considered a pesach anymore, and that doesn't connect the two chatzeros. That's because it's difficult for shimush, it's difficult to use because it's above 10 tefachim, and therefore if this pillar, let's say that's what we're talking about, is 10 tefachim high, that's really for the people in the merpeset, not for the people of the chatzar. More examples, chulias habar, the dirt that's piled up around a bar, which is like a water hole dug in the ground of the chatzar, vasela, or a rock, gavayin asar tfachim, if they're 10 tfachim tall, the merpeset, that's for the merpeset to use, pachas mikan lechatzar, if it's less than that, it's for the chatzar to use. Now for the clarification of this, medvar mur, when was it said, besmucha, only if this is right next to the merpeset, avol mufleges, if it's far away from the merpeset, afil hu gavayin asar tfachim, even if it's 10 tfachim tall, lechatzar, it's only for the use of the chatzar, that's because the people in the merpeset don't have access to it, it's too far away from them. And Ezui Smucha, what does that mean that it's close to them? Kol she'en ruchak arba tfachim, if it's not four tfachim away. Somewhere begins by asking a question. V'loishal tachtoinim he, isn't this thing, this pillar for example, it's 10 tfachim high in the chatzar, and it means it belongs to the people of the chatzar. How could we say that the Anshe Merpeses are able to use it and not the Anshe Chatzar when it belongs to the people of the chatzar? So review the answer, Zaisa Meretz clearly tells us, Korvas Ruvain besai chatzar shimen, v'shimen mishtamish ba, kemishi shalai. That let's say Ruvain owns something, but it's a chorva, some sort of destroyed structure of sorts that's inside the chatzar of shimen, and shimen is the one that uses it, he's the one that has access to it, it's like it belongs to him. In other words, on Shabbos, it doesn't really make a difference who it belongs to legally. The whole focus is who has the ability to be mishtamish in it, and that's the guy who's allowed to use it on Shabbos. Therefore, something that's 10 tefachim is accessed by the people on the merpeset, not by those of the chatzar, and therefore, even though it's located in the chatzar, it belongs to the people of the chatzar, they don't have easy access to it, so they can't use it, and only people on the merpeset could use it. And this really brings up the discussion of when we have a reshus of sorts, or an area which is accessed by two different chatzaris or two different parties. Who has the right to use it, and do they aser each other? And as we continue with Pshita Adam Milsei, the following thing is obvious, that Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach, Shnei Nasurin, there's a Rishos, like a room or a house of sorts, in between two Chatzeres, and the individual Chatzeres each have their own Pesach, their own opening into it, so both of them are aser to use it, unless they have an Erev between the two of them. And where do we get this from? So we've had this case previously, Min Abayas Shebein Shnei Chatzeres, that's a proper Girsa, from a case that we had of a house or a room that's in between two Chatzeres. We had mentioned that there was a pile of hay inside, and as long as the pile of hay was 10 tefachim tall, so that divides this room in half, and the people of each chatzar are able to come and take hay, but once it dips to below 10 tefachim, this is considered a shared reshus, and since they each have their own door, their own access point, they ask each other from going here and using it, unless of course they make an error with each other. Here we have a question more relevant to our Mishnah, Lezeb Ezrikov Lezeb Shelshol. Let's say this amud, this pole, which is in the chatzar, but it's also accessible to the people of the merpeset, and it's difficult for both of them to use it. The Anshe Chatzar have to use it by throwing something on top, and the people of the merpeset, they can't just reach their hands out and use it. They would have to lower something down. That's shilshol. They have to lower something down in order to use this pillar. So who has rights to it now? We have machlokes. Shmuel Amar, he says shilshol mutter shu kidarkoi. Anshe merpeset, that they lower something onto it. That's mutter. They're the ones who have the shtamshus because that's the normal way to use it. But uzrika sura shein kidarka. The people of the chatzar, they have to throw something onto it. They're usher to use it because that's not the normal way to use a pillar. We don't use things by throwing things on top of them. Therefore, they can't use it. However, Rav Amar says loyos aklom. Neither of them are allowed to use it. They both have equal ability or inability to use this, and therefore no one's allowed to use it. The Gemara now asks, "Masisa pligal Rav?" It seems to be the Mishnah's not like Rav, because don't have a base on top. What do we say? Kol shekabah asar tefachim l'repeset. If it's 10 tefachim tall, it's for the use of the repeset. Pachas mikan l'chatzar. But if it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's for use of the chatzar. Aloy lezeh bezrika v'loy lezeh b'shilshel hi. Isn't that talking about a case where the anshei chatzar are only able to use it by throwing onto it, and the anshei repeset are only able to use it by lowering something onto it? But still, the Mishnah told us that the anshei repeset get to use it because it's 10 tefachim tall, so it's in their right, not in the right of the anshei chatzar. So Mishnah's clearly not like Rav. Tumor says no. Masnisa b'sar shlosh tefachim al yoyna shehilam malam asar tefachim atachtoino. The Mishnah's talking about a case where the top of this pillar is within 3 tefachim of the upper people, the repeset, and 10 tefachim above the lower people, meaning the anshei chatzar. And therefore, since the top of it is within 3 tefachim of the anshei repeset, they have much easier use of access, and it's not considered lezeh b'shilshel. They don't have to lower their thing onto it, and that's why they have rights to it. And therefore, we clarify ma pligin Rav Shmuel. What's machlekes Rav Shmuel b'shave, where it's exactly equal that lezeh b'shilshel, lezeh b'zrika, that both of them have the same amount of difficulty in using it. So then, who does it belong to? According to Rav, neither of them are allowed to use it. According to Shmuel, it's still on the right of the anshei repeset. We continue discussing a rishus which is accessible by 2 different people. Here we have 2 chatzeros and then something in the middle. What's that in the middle? Hayasham churva. There's a churva in the middle, some sort of destroyed something in the middle, and they both have access to it. Who do we give it to? Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, nice and churva l'balel. It's given to its owner. Let's say chatzer A owns the churva, even though they both have access to it, we allow only chatzer A to use it because they're the ones that own it. Now, to clarify further, this is all good if the owner is using it derech its regular Pesach. But what about let's say the owner is only using it derech chaloin? There's a window of this churva, of this destroyed structure, and that's how chatzer A is able to access it. But chatzer B has access by way of a door, by way of a Pesach. Do we still say in this case that we give it to the owner? And the answer is, Racha says b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, afilu kein nosen churva b'alel. Even in such a case where the only access is through a window, we still give the churva to the owner. Now Belazar says b'shem Rabbi Shaya, hayu shalosh. Let's say there were 3 churvas. There's quite the difference in between chatzer A and B, and in between them there's actually 3 separate churvas, 3 separate destroyed structures. Zeh mishtamesh b'churva derech Pesach, v'zeh mishtamesh b'churva derech Pesach, v'emtzai es asura. Each one is able to use the churva that's right next to their chatzer by way of the entrance, and that's fine. And the middle one is usur. Now emesai, when is this? Bizman she'emtzai es shalshnein. That's only if the middle churva is owned by both of them, so they both have equal access to the middle one, and that access of theirs usur, unless of course they make an erev with each other. Avol m'haisa emtzai es lachan mehen. That's the proper girsa. If the middle one belonged to only one of them, so then zeh mishtamesh b'achas, v'zeh mishtamesh b'achas u'b'sheinis. This one uses one of them, and the other one uses one and the second one, because that's who owns it. Now going back to the case of Mishnah where we had said chulias habar, that the dirt that's built up around the pit, if that's 10 tefachim high, that's in the right of the repeset to use, not the anshei chatzar. So we talk about this. We already had this in the Masechta a few times. Amar Birchan, he says ha'aymed v'achal mitstarfin l'arba. The aymed, meaning the standing part of the chulia, the actual lip of the bar, this built up dirt around it, and the chalal, the empty space above the bar, that's mitstarif for a total of 4 tefachim. V'hushei ha'aymed rabba l'chalal. It has to be though that the aymed, that the standing part, that the chulia, this dirt that's built up around it, has to be more than the chalal. It can't be that there's more empty space than chulia. There's got to be more chulia than chalal. Rabbi asked the following: does it have to be that the standing part on this side and on that side is more? Now we clarify what Rabbi Zeira was asking. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Pshitil Rabbi Zeira, it's obvious to Rabbi Zeira she'ino oimid mitzado echad mitzarif, that oimid just on one side is not mitzarif. If let's say the width of the mouth of the bar is 1.5 tefachim wide, and only on one side of it there's oimid of 2.5 tefachim, so it's definitely more oimid on one side than chalal. That's for sure not mitzarif. We don't say that it's considered we have 4 tefachim here because we have to have oimid on both sides. And also pshitil she'ino oimid mitzad echad rabba. It's obvious that the oimid on one side has to be more. In other words, if the width of the bar was 1.5 tefachim and we have oimid on two sides, it's just that on one side it's 1.25 tefachim and on the other side it's 1.25 tefachim, that's also not going to be valid. There has to be one side of oimid which is more than the chalal. Lo'etz v'chadala, his only question is, meaning this is the clarification of what Reb Zeir was asking, afilu oimid hasheni, do we also need the second oimid to be more than the chalal? Dehainu, for sure it has to be that if the chalal is, let's say, 1.5 tefachim, an oimid on one side has to be 2.5 tefachim, which is more than the chalal, and that's 4 tefachim, and we also have to have an oimid on the other side as well. The question is, does the oimid on the second side also have to be more than the chalal? Or no, is it sufficient that the oimid on one side is more than the chalal, and we just have some sort of oimid on the other side, and then that's fine? And that's Reb Zeir's question, and we don't have an answer to it. On top, we continue discussing Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rishmol bar Yitzchak Mishlash Abad Arba he mas niso. When our Mishnah says that this pillar, if it's 10 tefachim high, belongs to people in the repeset, but if it's lower than 10 tefachim, then it belongs to people of the chatzer, and that's long as it's not 4 tefachim away from the anshei repeset, that means it has to be anywhere anywhere in between 3 and 4 tfachim. Because pachas mishlaisha, if it's less than 3 tfachim to the anshe peset, afilu pachas me aser mutter, that's the proper girsa. Even if it's lower than 10 tfachim, it's still mutter, meaning it's still for the anshe peset. That's because it's lavud. It's considered like connected to the peset, so of course it's for them. And arba, if it's 4 tfachim away from them, afilu yaser me aser aser, even if it's more than 10 tfachim, it's still aser for the anshe peset to use, because since it's more than 4 tfachim away from them, it obviously has nothing to do with them, and it's only for the anshe chatzer. Elanan kaimin, so what are we talking about in the Mishnah? Mishloisha v'arba, in between 3 and 4 tfachim away from the people in the peset. So then it depends. If it's 10 tfachim high, if it's for them. If it's lower than 10 tfachim, then it's for the people of the chatzer. Now we have one more clarification. This is specifically regarding the bar, and this bar that has the chulia around it is actually a water cistern, so we could draw water from it. And we had said that if the chulia around it is 10 tfachim, then it's for the people of the peset and not for the people of the chatzer. However, that's only b'she'ein sham tikra if it doesn't have a ceiling, meaning if there's no cover on the bar. If there's a cover on the bar, even if the chulia, the built-up area around it, is very tall, it's way higher than 10 tfachim, it belongs to the people of the chatzer because they're the only ones that have access to it. There's a cover over here, and they access the water from underneath the cover, so then it's all theirs. However, Amar Rebbe, he further clarifies, b'she'ein sham nekev, that's only if there's no hole in the cover. If there's a hole in the cover, then m'shtamish darach hanekev, the people in the peset are able to access the water in the bar through the hole in the cover, and then the cover doesn't really make a difference. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.